Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of Elijah. Remember, we're looking at Elijah. It came out of James chapter 5, where James described Elijah as a man like us, and he used him as an example. We're in the 1 Kings, the 21st chapter now, and the last couple episodes we've looked at what's happened with King Ahab. So remember, set the context. King Ahab is hacked off because Naboth would not sell him his vineyard. And he complained about it, and he whined, and he was vexed and sullen, as the scripture describes him. And so his wife looked at him and said, well, I tell you what, honey, you don't worry about it. You get up, you go eat, okay? Go drink, go eat, and I'll take care of it. And when you're just reading the account, you're thinking, well, does that mean that, you know, that he didn't know what she was going to be doing, what she was up to, and all this kind of stuff? Well, when you look at the balance of the account, which we will today, you will see that he knew exactly what was going on. He knew something was occurring. He knew his wife was going to take care of it. He knew what kind of woman his wife was. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, let's go over the rest of the story. Remember what happened? She'd sent word to the eldership there and said, falsely accused. They wound up stoning him. And verse 14 says this, then they sent word to Jezebel saying, Naboth has been stoned and is dead. In other words, the plan that she came up with had been executed. Now, verse 15, when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. So she comes in there, and, okay, baby doll, I took care of your little problem for you, okay? Verse 16, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. So all worked out great, right? Except you have an innocent, righteous man who is now dead. You have an innocent, righteous man who was falsely accused. Verse 17, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, so here Elijah appears again. And you were wondering why we were going through these couple of chapters, right? Well, Elijah's still around. So the word of the Lord comes to Elijah, and here's what the Lord said to Elijah. Verse 18, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. You shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, have you murdered and also taken possession? So, this is me now, halfway through verse 19. The Lord is telling Elijah to confront him and ask him a question. Have you murdered and also taken possession? The Lord viewed this little stratagem of the king and the queen to be murder on the part of the king. That's how we know that he knew something was up. And he can lay in bed and whine and moan and groan and be sullen and be vexed and not eat all he wants to. He is still guilty because he knew his wife was going to do something. Now, verse 19 again. And you shall speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs will lick up your blood, even yours. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O enemy? You know, remember, he'd said something to Elijah about that, called him that earlier, you know, when Elijah had been gone all the many years of the lack of rain. And he answered, Elijah answered and said, I have found you because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 21, behold, I will bring evil upon you, and I will utterly sweep you away and will cut off from Ahab every male, both bond and free in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, because of the provocation with which you have provoked me to anger, and because you have made Israel sin. So this is the Lord speaking through Elijah to the king, saying, here's what's going to happen. You have brought this evil upon yourself. You've done this evil in the sight of God. You know, Ahab's trying to blame Elijah. Elijah says, forget that. And he keeps telling what the word of the Lord is. And the Lord says, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off. Every male going to be cut off, both free and bond. He, even the slaves, he wouldn't have no more lineage. And his house would be terminated in the same way that Bashan was in Jeroboam because of the anger with which he had provoked the Lord with. The Lord was furious over this. Verse 23, of Jezebel also has the Lord spoken. So Elijah wasn't done. The Lord's got a word for Jezebel, and he says this, the dogs will eat Jezebel in the district of Jezreel. The one belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dogs will eat. And the one who dies in the field, the birds of heaven will eat. And that's one of the worst things that could happen, really, in any society, but particularly within the Jewish society right here. And that is not having the proper burial type of thing. In other words, your body is going to be left out there for the dogs to eat if you're in the city, because they had packs of wild dogs running around. If you died out in the field, the birds would eat you, would clean the carcass. Verse 25, surely there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, incited him. So there you sort of see more about what the relationship was. Verse 26, he acted very abominably in following idols according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord cast out before the sons of Israel. It came about when Ahab heard these words that he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about despondently. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. And so, let me go ahead. We'll finish this last sentence, last verse, chapter 21. So the word comes back again. What happens here? Ahab comes and he humbles himself. He tears his clothes. He's in sackcloth. He's fasting. He's despondent before the Lord. Verse 29, the Lord's saying this to Elijah. Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but I will bring the evil upon his house in his son's days. Great. So he's saying this, all this stuff will happen, but I want to postpone it because he did humble himself. Yes, I want to cut off the free and the bond. I'm going to cut off his entire lineage. I'm going to do that. But because he has done this right here, I will see him, and I will not do it in his lifetime, but I will do it later. I'll tell you what, folks, there's serious things for us to glean and to understand right here. We must be faithful and do what the Lord calls us to do. If the Lord is granted and speaks to you to situations, then you need to speak forth the truth. I know that's hard sometimes, okay? You need to speak forth the truth. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you again next time.